This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Brussels Monday for meetings this week that the State Department says are aimed at boosting ties with NATO allies and partnering on issues such as climate change, counterterrorism, and ongoing efforts in combating the coronavirus pandemic. Blinken is scheduled to take part in a meeting of NATO foreign ministers Tuesday and Wednesday, and to also hold talks with NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. After 4 years of foreign policy under former President Donald Trump that focused only on prioritizing U.S. interests, a State Department spokesman said Blinken will deliver a speech in Brussels outlining a commitment to rebuilding and revitalizing alliances while highlighting the importance of NATO. Blinken's arrival in Europe on Monday came as the United States issued coordinated sanctions with the European Union on both China and Myanmar. The Myanmar sanctions targeted top officials who were linked to last month's military coup, while the China sanctions were aimed at several Chinese officials accused of human rights abuses against the Muslim Uyghur minority in China's Xinjiang province. Regarding the China sanctions, which were also imposed in coordination with Canada and Britain, Blinken said the United States was acting in solidarity with U.S. allies. Blinken is also expected to meet with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Josep Borrell, the European Union's foreign policy chief. The State Department said agenda items include economic recovery efforts in response to the coronavirus pandemic and addressing global challenges that come from Iran, Russia, and China. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're following at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.